Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Once I was teaching a catechism class to a group of adults, and everyone was gathered together in the chapel for the lecture, and I was talking about how the sacrament of marriage is supposed to be animated by the same kind of love that Christ showed when he died on the cross, how Christian marriage is supposed to be selfless, as Christ's love was selfless. It's supposed to be sacrificial, as Christ's love was sacrificial, and Christian marriage is supposed to extend all the way to death, just as Christ loved us to death. And while I was talking, a woman in the audience was getting increasingly agitated. And finally, she raised her hand and she said, "That doesn't work for me." And then she pointed to the crucifix suspended above the altar and she said very simply, "Because I don't want to end up like that." And that perfectly expresses why Christian and Catholic marriage is in the state of total crisis that it's in today. Because people don't want to be like Jesus. And there's a lot of time I don't want to be like Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In Ephesians chapter 5, St. Paul is explaining Christian marriage in terms of the relationship between Christ and his church. And he says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." That's an intense principle, but it's just applying to the sacrament of marriage the same rules Jesus gave all his disciples. For it was Jesus who said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And it was Jesus who said, "No one has greater love than this, than that he laid down his life for his friends." So marriage is where you make it official. It's where we say to our spouse, "You, You are the one in whom I will concentrate my efforts to love like Christ loved us. You are the one for whom I will lay down my life. Now, all Christians are called to this kind of selfless sacrificial love, but as St. Paul shows, marriage is where you focus that love on one human above all others, and that's your spouse. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's amazing how many people talk about how their needs aren't being met in their marriages. Or again, they'll say, like that woman in the chapel with the crucifix, to distance herself from Jesus, they'll say that marriage, it just isn't working for them. All of this implies an attitude in which marriage is about you, that you get married for your own benefit. But that's not how Christ understands marriage. In fact, marriage, along with holy orders, the priesthood, they're the two sacraments of service. You receive the sacrament of matrimony or the sacrament of holy orders to serve others. The Catechism in paragraph 1533 says that baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, those are for you, while the sacraments of matrimony and holy orders are to give you the grace to sacrifice, love, and serve others. Now, they do contribute to our own good, but only in the sense that we are serving others. Priesthood and marriage are only of a benefit to us insofar as it helps us serve others. What the Catechism is saying is that these sacraments, they're not for you. If we benefit from them all, it's only as a kind of ricochet effect. But you don't do it for yourself. You don't do it based on what you get out of it. We do it to serve. Is that how we see our marriages? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If our marriages are supposed to be like Christ's love for humanity, then that tells us that we never, ever stop giving. Christ didn't stop giving on the cross until he drew his last breath. All the difficult situations of marriage were acted out at Calvary so that we would know not to quit loving the other person under any circumstance. Every scenario someone can bring up to try to get out of their marriage was prefigured by Christ on the cross. Yeah, but what if it's torturous? Yes, Christ was tortured on the cross, but he remained. Yeah, but what if the other person is unfaithful? Yes, humanity in the nation of Israel, in the person of Jesus' disciples, and in all of us, has always been unfaithful to the Lord, but he remained on the cross. Yeah, but what if your spouse wants you to leave? Yes, they cried to Jesus to come down from the cross, to abandon his commitment, to end his sacrifice, but he remained on the cross. Marriage is a relentless self-gift. No matter what crosses come with it, you stay true till death do you part. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But remember that in Christian marriage, as in the Christian life as a whole, crosses are joined to joys. Calvary is sandwiched in between the Transfiguration and the Resurrection. The pains of labor come after the pleasures of romance and before the joys of parenthood. The inevitable challenges of fidelity and forgiveness are, in Christian marriage, surrounded by intimacy, family, friendship, celebration, and knowing that we are indelibly important, irreplaceable to others. It's part of Christian discipleship to carry our crosses, including the crosses we have to carry as part of marriage. But the Lord tells us that His yoke is easy, His burden light. When the woman pointed at Jesus hanging on the cross and said, "I don't want to end up like that," she didn't realize that she was really saying, "I don't ever want to be happy." Because as Fulton Sheen used to say, the cross isn't an obstacle to happiness. It's a ladder to happiness. For sure, that's true of Christian marriage. The more committed you are to carrying its crosses, the more surely it will turn into the greatest source of happiness this life can offer. That's the secret of the Christian life, and that's the secret of the sacrament of matrimony. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
It's your turn.
I was reflecting on your grandfather.
Oh.
So my mom and dad, Art and Erla, I think we're such good models of marriage. But I think my dad has become such a super exemplary model now that my mother, your grandmother, his wife, is really struggling with dementia. Because as people, everyone knows with dementia, you kind of lose your spouse before you lose your spouse. But they're still there and you don't get much in return. It's total self-gift. It's really impressive to watch that sacrificial love. And I was thinking about something we have in the second point, that in marriage, we say to our spouse, you are the one in whom I will concentrate my efforts to love like Christ loved us. I think a lot of people, you know, we want to be married so that we're not lonely. We want to be fulfilled. We want to be happy. And then it's so easy for us to get focused on our professions and having kids and raising kids and launching kids and then grandkids and then retirement. The focus is never on, we're never concentrating our efforts to love our spouse like Christ loved. You see what I'm saying? It's always all these other things. And we never concentrate our efforts to love like Christ loved. This one person. And I think that's why so many marriages break up. Because we never put the concentrated effort where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But that's what I see in your grandfather. He's concentrated. And Sister Lucia from Fatima told us that the major battle in the world would be on the front of marriage and family. And when we were just in Medjugorje after that 9-day novena where Our Lady asked the whole world to join her for prayer every night, on the last day of that novena, she said, "One of the reasons I called you is because marriage is so under attack."
Yeah. I think we're definitely seeing that now.
But this is the answer. To say to our spouse, "You are the one in whom I will concentrate my efforts to love like Christ loved us."
To understand the mission.
I had my very first spiritual director in my life, Father Ray Ryland, God rest his soul. He would say, "Michael, you can't make an end run around marriage to Jesus. You have to go through your spouse to Jesus."
I'm assuming that's a sports reference because it goes right over my head.
Oh yeah, in football you make it, you run around the end.
Sure. I saw your hand movements.
An
so
end
I kinda
run.
Got the,
yeah, an
the
end
idea,
run. You run around.
Lost on me entirely.
You run around the defensive end. Hopefully your fullback will, or your tight end will block down the defensive end so you can get around the corner or the outside linebacker. Sorry about that.
Thank you for that. Very helpful.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Or at least, thanks for listening.
Always happy to listen.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.